His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with the list of COVID-19 cases in our immediate tri-state region. In Litchfield County, in the immediate area, Falls Village, none. Canaan, 5. Cornwall, 6. Kent, 7. Norfolk, 10. New Milford, 262. Salisbury, 11. Sharon, 13. And Torrington, 491. Locally in Dutchess County, Amenia has less than 5, Clinton 7, Dover 11, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village and Northeast all less than 5, Pawling 23, Pawling Village less than 5, Pine Plains less than 5, Red Hook 6, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 65, Rhinebeck Village 8, Stanford less than 5, Tivoli Village less than 5, Unionvale 31, and Washington less than 5. In Columbia County, they have had 34 residents that have passed away from COVID-19. They received a total of 4,959 PCR results with 392 confirmed positive cases. There are 116 active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County, 44 additional residents on mandatory quarantine, and 12 residents on precautionary quarantine. 243 of the 392 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 17 of the positive cases are hospitalized. One of those hospitalized are in the ICU. And out of Berkshire County, there were no new COVID-19 deaths in the Berkshires, and the county added only a single case of the disease, according to the state. Massachusetts had 50 more deaths accounted for on Tuesday, now totaling 7,085 statewide. On Monday, the state changed its accounting for deaths and cases of the disease, now including probable causes and deaths. The number of people killed by COVID-19 in Berkshire County remains at 40 to date. 568 have contracted the virus in the Berkshires, up from 567 on Monday. The State Department of Public Health reported there were new cases, 358 confirmed in Massachusetts, for a statewide total of 101,163. Coming up today in Millerton, there will be a peaceful protest in memory and protest of the death by George Floyd. It'll happen today at 2 p.m. at the gazebo on Main Street in Millerton. Please bring masks and maintain social distancing guidelines. So that is happening today at 2 p.m. at the gazebo on Main Street in Millerton, New York, a protest in memory and protest of the death of George Floyd. In a story that was in yesterday's Republican American, in contrast to violence and marauding at seat protests around the country, a gathering on the Salisbury Town Green to decry the killing of George Floyd was peaceful and calm, organized by three young residents of the community. The Sunday event brought out more than 100 people, many carrying signs with messages imploring changes, such as, "Aren't police supposed to protect everybody? I'm 10 and I'm already fighting for my life," and "Stop the lies, hate, bigotry, greed, and insanity." Falls Village resident Caperna Carter, a student at Manhattan College, said the national riots are a result of centuries of systematic racism, brutality, oppression, and the social burying of all these injustices. Also taking part in the event was Byron Shardy, a friend from Carter's who is a student from the School of Visual Arts in New York City. She encouraged Carter to organize a protest. Carter and Shardy read the names of all those who've been killed by police officers over many years, and Johnson gave a thumbnail sketch of each incident. In Columbia County, New York, a Greene County woman is now facing federal charges for allegedly playing an active role in the riots Friday night into Saturday in Brooklyn, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Samantha Shader, 27, is a Catskill, charged with causing damage by fire and explosives to a police vehicle. She was recorded on video by a witness showing her allegedly igniting and throwing a Molotov cocktail at a New York Police Department vehicle occupied by four police officers. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Poughkeepsie yesterday protesting the death of George Floyd, the man who died after the officer detained him and knelt on his neck. The protest at Harriet Tubman Park in the city of Poughkeepsie in the area of the arterial near Jefferson and Market Streets was spirited but calm and was not immune to outbursts, though. The protest spilled into the roadway. Quote, "The work is not today, it's tomorrow," end quote, said organizer Robert Pemberton, telling the crowd through a bullhorn. Protesters gathered at the Tubman Park on the interior of the city of Poughkeepsie demonstrating yesterday. Salisbury Bank will hold a webinar for COVID-19 and mental health in Lakeville. It'll happen Monday, June 8th from 4 till 5:30. Salisbury Bank and Mountainside will partner for a webinar on COVID-19 and mental health. COVID-19 and quarantine have impacted individuals' mental health, and topics of the discussion will include the impact that social isolation has had on mental health and tips on how to cope, the effect that loss of work, friends, community, and more can have on mental health and ways to handle the loss. Now, registration is free, but it's required. For more information to register, contact 860-453-3496 or email epavlova@salisburybank.com and type COVID-19 in the subject line. Well, the Capital Region of New York is entering phase two of the state's economic reopening process tomorrow. That allows offices, in-store retail, hair salons and barbershops, car dealerships, commercial building management, and real estate services to reopen their doors in Columbia County. There are four phases to the reopening plan, with economic regions waiting about 2 weeks between phases to monitor the infection rate and spread of the coronavirus. Berkshire Bank will host Reimagining America Town Hall Series. Berkshire Bank and Revex Labs will host the two-part virtual town hall series, Reimagining America, bringing together leading policymakers, economic experts, and community bank executives to discuss the economic impact of COVID-19 on African American and Hispanic communities and how working together can build a stronger, more inclusive economy that everybody thrives in. The Future of the Black Economy and Reimagining America will take place on Thursday, June 4th from 4 to 5:30 with Representative Ayanna Pressley from Dorchester, Joy Reid, host of MSNBC's AM Joy, and NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson, Malaya Lazu, Berkshire Bank Executive Vice President and Chief Executive Officer, and former Small Business Administrator Director Cortland Cox. For more information, it's series and it's open to the public. Registration is required. Berkshire Bank Corporate Communications Director, you can reach at aboutlaw@berkshirebank.com. The town of Northeast New York has a meeting today at 7:30. Sharon Parks and Recreation have their regular meeting today at 6 p.m. A drive-through food drive to benefit the Corner Pantry in Lakeville, Connecticut, sponsored by Litchfield County Board of Realtors, will be held on June 6th from 10 until 2 at the Sharon Market parking lot. Suggested food donations, canned tuna, pasta sauce, canned fruit, hearty soups, shelf-stable milk, vegetable oil, or canola oil, and cereal. You can leave your food in your trunk. A volunteer will come and collect it. The Tagconic Grange, number 100, having their annual outside plant sale, but not the tag sale inside the hall, on Dunbar Road in Sharon on Saturday, June 6th, and most likely on Sunday, June 7th, if they have unsold plants. As always, they'll have both flowers and vegetables. The sale will start in the early morning and go on for most of the day. No time specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. The sale is self-service with protocol maintaining the recommendation of social distancing protocols of 6 feet of separation between individuals. If you're sick, stay home. You have to wear a face mask or covering at all times. They ask that you follow the arrows to keep yourself and others safe. They appreciate your cooperation. More information at 860-364-5373. On June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets, totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending through an unprecedented process which all votes will be cast via mail. The Dover Union Free School District, the Pine Plain Central School District, and Weebatuck School District will be all looking for you to vote, so look for your ballots, which should arrive to you via the mail. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlaken.com, and also you'll find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 25,742.65. It was up 267.63 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 9,608.38, and the S&P 500 at 3,080.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.